the liberty of a democracy is not safe if the people tolerate the growth of private power to a point where it becomes stronger than the democratic state itself. That, in its essence, is fascism, ownership of government by an individual, by a group, or any controlling private power. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, August 24th, 1877, the Gatling Gun Company, manufacturers of an early machine gun, writes to railroad president John W. Garrett during a labor strike, urging their product be purchased to deal with the striking workers around the country. Says the company, only four or five men are required to operate a gun, and one Gatling gun can clear a street or block it and keep it clear. 1980. Poland. The Solidarnosc trade union movement is founded in Gdansk. Their union solidarity will ultimately bring down authoritarianism in Poland. August 25th, 1819. Birth of Alan Pinkerton, whose strike-breaking detectives, the Pinkertons, or Pinks, gave us the word Fink in Butte, Montana. During labor strikes, children would often brick the Pinks, throw rocks and bricks at the Pinkertons in defense of their town, their families, and for fun. 1950, President Harry Truman ordered the U.S. Army to seize all the nation's railroads to prevent a general strike. The railroads were kept under federal control for 2 years. August 26, 1919, Fanny Sellens and Joseph Starzaleski are murdered by coal company guards on a picket line in Breckenridge, Pennsylvania. Sellens was a United Mine Workers of America organizer, and Starzaleski was a striking miner. 1970, the Women's Strike for Equality is staged in cities across the U.S., marking the 50th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, under which women won the right to vote. A key focus of the series of marches and demonstrations was equality in the workplace. August 27th, 1934. Filipino lettuce cutters and white packing shed workers in the AFL strike the powerful Salinas Valley growers and shippers, demanding union recognition and improved conditions. 1983, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Civil Rights March on Washington, speakers addressed the original march and the state of civil rights in America to a crowd of 300,000. August 28, 1918, Big Bill Haywood and 14 other members of the IWW were sentenced to 20 years in prison for publicly opposing World War I and the draft. The IWW officially opposed entering a war between monarchs, czars, kaisers, and emperors, which only benefited the capitalist class and killed over 16 million people. 1963. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. March organizers included Bayard Rustin of the AFL-CIO and UAW President Walter Reuter. August 29, 1879, miners in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia decided to form a provincial miners association to protect their interests during a strike. 1939, Emma Tenayuka, a celebrated local labor activist, is scheduled to speak at the San Antonio Municipal Auditorium, accusing Emma of communism. 5,000 stormed the auditorium, throwing bricks and rocks, and police managed to get Emma to safety. As part of the attack, members of the Ku Klux Klan drove to Mayor Maverick's house and tried to kill him and his family for granting Emma the permit to speak in public. After the attack, Emma was blacklisted in San Antonio. Unable to work, she was forced to move. August 30th, 1834, delegates from several East Coast cities meet in convention to form the National Trades Union, uniting craft unions to oppose the most unequal and unjustifiable distribution of the wealth of society in the hands of a few individuals. 1980. The Polish government allows the formation of independent unions to occur. The unions were the leading force in bringing down the authoritarian communist rule in Poland. When strong unions are in place, liberty, justice, and democracy are assured. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.